We're here today at 2415 Maynard Street, where Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank are hosting their annual Parker Street Coat Drive. They're giving away coats, gloves, mittens, hats, scarves, and more today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Hi, my name is Romain Roden. I'm the Director of Donor Relations and Communications here at Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank.
And tell us about today's food bank drive. What is going on here?
Well, Parker Street is now hosting its annual coat drive. And we are just basically trying to get as much coats out because the winter is coming, and we want those people that are vulnerable or of low and no income families to get some coats.
And how many racks would you say are here? There's so many boxes. How much are you giving out today? And how? Tell us about the people in line. I noticed the line goes all the way around the store.
Well, this is a bit surprising for us this year. We didn't expect this much turnout. Last year, we gave out at least 170 coats. And this year, we're expecting quite a lot more. And that is understandable because of the inflation rate that is affecting the country right now. And as you can see in the line, well, your listeners won't see this, but as you can see in the lines, we have a lot of mixed families. We have Assyrian families, people from the black community here in Nova Scotia, and also from the African nation. So those are migrants and so on.
And tell us, has Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank, have you been affected by Hurricane Fiona?
As a matter of fact, yes. Our food bank has definitely taken a hit in terms of the amount of clients we are getting now since then. So we have to be digging deep in terms of trying to get more donations. More food drives are coming up. And that's one of the initiatives we're trying to take right now, trying to get more donations in.
And tell us about the food drive. When is it going to happen? Is that your next initiative?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's ongoing right now. We have reached out to many corporate companies, and we're still reaching out in the sense of we're trying to get as many food in for the Christmas hamper program that's coming up.
What kind of food do you find you're looking for right now that just isn't in stock or you require more of?
So for the last 6 months, we have seen a 30% drop in terms of donation, in terms of our canned items. And so we're trying to get more canned items in, especially as we go into the colder season. We're not going to get as much fresh fruits and vegetables, so we want to get those items in.
And you said you host this coat drive annually, so what number are we on? Is this the 30th annual one?
Well, the coat drive itself is third year. This is the third year in running, and we hope to continue the good work in the communities here in the HRM.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, yes. Our Christmas program is coming up, and that's on the 21st and the 22nd and 23rd of December. And we are trying to get as much donations in because we expect way more people than last year. Last year, we gave out at least 900 boxes in terms of the Christmas hamper program. But this year, we are expecting more than 1,000. So I'm imploring everyone, please donate to Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank because we're trying to continue the good work here in the community.
I'm Dr. Denise Daly, the Executive Director of Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank.
And how long have you been the director here, Denise?
I've been a director for a couple of months now, over eight, so approaching a year. So it's been good.
So can you tell us about your latest initiatives? What is Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank currently working on?
Well, we have a number of annual programs that we do throughout the year, and at this time we're doing our annual autumn coat drive. So we do collections of different coats, whether it's kids, adults, women, men, women, all different sizes, along with winter accessories. And then we make it available free of cost to clients within the HRM.
And when is your next event or drive?
Our next coat drive would be next year. Our next major event is our Christmas hamper program and our Christmas sponsorship program. That's like a Secret Santa. Our Christmas hamper program, we make turkey dinners available for registered clients. All they have to do is now get the applications filled out and returning to us at Parker Street. Applications were open October 7th, but they'll be closed December 7th. So families can have that Christmas dinner experience, even if they're experiencing hardship.
Do you find Hurricane Fiona affected Parker Street so much, or were you able to do okay?
We were affected because our clients were affected. So we're here to serve the people of the HRM. And we found that Fiona did impact them because we saw a number of increases in walk-ups. At this point, we do appointments for food boxes. However, we had quite a few walk-ups. In fact, the Monday after Fiona, we made it available online that we could accommodate some walk-ups today and to help those who needed food. And within less than 2 hours, we were out of stock for those available items.
Is there a call out for volunteers? Is there any specific food you're looking for? How can community members help?
Definitely, we always need more volunteers. So we have the form on our website, www.parkerstreet.org. If you visit the website, just fill out the form, let us know your availability. Anytime helps. And if you have a skill set, that would be great to let us know. If you want to choose whatever task, that would be great as well. In terms of food drives, we are always, it's an ongoing food drive process that we do. Non-perishable items are always welcome. So any canned goods, pasta, rice, please do drop them off at our location, 2415 Maynard Street. If you're close to one of our thrift stores, you can also drop off your food items there. That's on Herring Cove, Great Things in Store, that's in Spridefield, and also in Dartmouth, Great Things in Store on Woodlawn Avenue. So food drives are always ongoing. Or you can come here, 2415 Maynard Street.
My name is Jacqueline Rogers, and I'm the Volunteer and Events Coordinator at Parker Street.
And how long have you been volunteering here, Jacqueline?
So I work here as the Volunteer Coordinator since March.
Do you find after Hurricane Fiona you don't have as many volunteers? Do you need more, or are you doing okay?
We've been really lucky. We have a lot of volunteers who come very regularly and they feel committed to helping their community. But we definitely have seen a rise in the need for our services. There's a lot of people who lost all their food in the hurricane, and so they need to come and use places like this to restock.
And this is your annual co-drive, so how many years have you been a part of this for?
This is my first time organizing it. This is the third one overall, and I think it's probably going to be the biggest so far, for sure.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rona Guanson, and I'm here at the event where they're giving away free clothing for winter.
Yes. I see you're here with someone.
Yeah, I'm with my daughter, Khadija. Yeah, she's with me right now. Yes.
So is this your first time attending the COAT event, the COAT giveaway?
This is my first time to attend this event of giving away clothes, but actually I'm also a client here of the food bank. Yes, so every third week we are getting free food here, free grocery items. Yes.
And what do you feel like you're looking for? What do you need in terms of items? And do you find them here?
I hope that we can find some good winter jackets because this will be our first time to experience the winter here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So I really hope that we could find good ones to prepare us for the winter.
And where are you from?
Actually, I came from Pakistan because I'm married to a Pakistani, but I am a Filipino by nationality from Philippines.
What do you think of Halifax so far?
Oh my goodness. It is, I think, one of the best places I've been to, not just because of the place, but I think the best thing here in Halifax is the people. So far, all the people that we have met have been so kind and helpful to us. Really, it's more than that we expect, that sometimes my husband and I would be so touched that it's like that my faith in humanity has been restored when I came here to Halifax. Yes, really. They have been so good to us. So many people have extended also their help to help us start our new life here.
Thank you so much, Ron.
No problem. Okay, welcome.